are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know, I got to tell you, I feel the same way. It takes hours for Dr. Dahlia to come back on air. I feel the same way. I know you all miss me. I'm a little miserable today. I got my flu shot. But my arm hurts, and hurts bad. I know I'm supposed to tell y'all to get the flu shot and how wonderful it is, but my arm looks the way my arm is, you know, kind of, you know, not too tan and a little freckly. And I see where the shot went in, but my deltoid hurts, and I don't have much of a deltoid to begin with. Oh, that sucker hurt. So, I mean, get your flu shot, but they need to warn you that you're going to be miserable. I did it on my left arm because I'm right dominant, but I'm overly right dominant. I can't do a thing with my left hand. Not a thing. I can't brush my hair. I can't brush my teeth. I don't even wipe my mouth with my left hand. My left hand. And I mean, thank God I have one, but I don't use it. I've never used my left hand. Whereas my husband, he's ambidextrous. I mean, he'll use his right, left, whatever. And I know some of you are giggling. Most guys are. But I'm talking about like in the kitchen and stuff. I just don't. Maybe I use my left hand to hold the bowl when I'm, you know, mixing cake mix. Not that I bake cakes. I the last time I baked a cake was probably when I was 20. But I just don't use my left arm at all. So I figured, you know, who cares if I inject it with the flu shot and it hurts? Well, I guess now not only do I have a limb that just lies there and doesn't do much, now it's aching. So I, you know, I'm just hoping it gets better because I know I don't use it, but I want it to feel better. I'm just feeling sorry for myself. I'm so miserable. All right, but there's a lot more deeper fish to fry. Speaking of which, I'm looking at naked pictures of Prince Harry. Did you guys see this? You know, it comes to Las Vegas, and welcome to Las Vegas, by the way. You know, I'm based out of Las Vegas. I've been here roughly since the 80s. I came here in 81, moved back and forth, and went to school here. So as far as I'm concerned, Vegas is my home. And, yeah, you know, people come here. The, you know, stars come here. The royals come here. But unfortunately, when they come here, they do stupid things. So I guess Prince Harry was in a VIP suite. I don't know what hotel he stayed at. And I guess they were playing nude billiards. Am I that old? I remember strip poker and I remember spin the bottle. But I guess there's strip billiards where when you get a ball into the pocket, you strip. So anyway, he's naked. Naked woman is holding him and there's a bunch of people in the room. And so anyway, there's those pictures, and that's kind of lovely. I'd like to change the image. Not really a lot of fun news to talk about, right? We got Aiken, who I guess doesn't want to leave the Senate race. That's getting pretty ugly. You have, we still have the West Nile. We still have the whole cantaloupe issues. Tried to find maybe a soft, fun type of article. Couldn't find anything. We got some daycare workers accused of pitting toddlers against each other so they have a fight, almost like a cockfight. I don't get that at all. We got Jerry Sandusky back in the news. You know, so hopefully I'll make today as light as we can, but there's so much, you know. Oh, now Tony Scott. I mean, I might as well just start hitting some of the news right off the bat. Tony Scott, the director who flew himself off the Vincent Thomas Bridge. Now the family is saying, no, it was never a brain tumor. They don't know what ABC News is talking about. So I guess, I know I was supposed to be on KBC today discussing this, so obviously we canceled it, and maybe that's good because, you know, the family needs privacy with this. I just don't understand why all the news outlets were talking about brain tumor. They said they never said anybody, you know, told anybody it was a brain tumor. So what was I doing on my show last night? Well, we were talking about brain tumors, of course. I mean, it was in the news. So from what we understand, there's still no motive. The coroner said he will not have a final cause of death. until toxicology. I know some of you are like, well, do we need the cause of death? He flung off a bridge. Well, was there something in his system? Now, remember, Ambien has been peeking its head out, right? The NFL player, oh, I'm going to, Junior Seau. Did I pronounce that right, Scott? Seau? Okay, Seau. So I sound like a cat. I sound like a cat in labor when I say that. Anyway, when the NFL player committed suicide back in May, they had said Ambien was in his system. No alcohol, no drugs, but Ambien. And this isn't the first time we've heard that maybe Ambien's involved. I'm not saying Ambien's involved in this particular case with Tony Scott, but just kind of be prepared. There's going to be a little bit more news every now and then. You know, we'll hear that. Here's my problem, though. When you do a toxicology report on the average person, what is usually in their system? Well, many of them have some sort of Benadryl or diphenhydramine because they might have taken an over-the-counter sleeping aid. Many of them have some sort of Tylenol or some ibuprofen, or they have some sort of sleeping aid, whether it be Ambien or Lunesta or whatnot. So I'm not surprised that certain people have certain medications in their system. But in this particular case, the coroner does want to do a toxicology report on Tony Scott. And then we'll fill you in. But it's a sad case. All right. Oh, if you really want a downer, Casey Anthony is back in the news. Oh, I know. Don't worry, it'll be quick. I promise. It'll be quick. Apparently, Casey Anthony is to be a free woman this week as her probation ends. Her one-year probation sentence for check fraud ends this week. Now, wasn't Zanny the Nanny just arrested? Isn't the nanny suing her because she claims Zanny the Nanny stole Kaylee, kidnapped Kaylee, and then, you know, we found she lied about that? And Zanny the Nanny is suing her, but now Zanny the Nanny gets arrested. So this is just one horrible reality TV show. This is just, it starts out with tragedy, and it just doesn't end. So anyway, Casey Anthony's one-year probation will be, she was acquitted of the killing last year. So she, from what I understand, was only convicted of check fraud. She pleaded guilty to stealing checks from her best friend during the time that her daughter was missing. Yeah, a smart move. Okay, I don't want to bring up Casey Anthony anymore. I'm done with her. Okay, let's move forward. We've got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott, who is working the dials. Okay. As expected, I'm trying to, look up some big headlines to discuss with you. Anything new in the news? No, because what has been dominating the media for the last couple days and will continue to, because obviously, the liberal media is I don't want to say just control. I mean, they are basically in the driver's seat now with anything that we want to see on news outlets. But this Aiken, still issue in the news. Representative Todd Aiken, whose controversial comments on rape sparked this huge controversy. We thought it'd be all over with. Fine. He decides not to run. Right? Republican Party says, no. All right, you went too far. Stupid thing to say. We can't really defend you on this because this is too hot an election. Don't go to abortion. You went to abortion. Shouldn't have gone there. You need to let us know today by 5 p.m. Pacific time. Or no, 5 p.m. I guess their time, which was, I don't know what it was, Pacific time, because I'm in Pacific Coast. See, everything has to happen around my time. See, I don't get when television shows, when they go 8 Central, no, how do they do it? They go 9 Eastern, 8 Central. that doesn't help me, Pacific Coast, because I'm thinking, all right, the show's at 6 o'clock. No, it's not. If there's a 9 Eastern, 8 Central show, it plays usually 8 o'clock on the Pacific Coast. So don't confuse us with this whole 9 Eastern, 8 Central, because you make us think that in the Pacific Coast, it's going to be 6 p.m., and that never seems to happen. I was very confused with the Olympics. No wonder I TiVo everything now. I have no idea when anything's supposed to play, because I always seem to put the wrong time, because everything's all about the Eastern. It's all about the East Coast. I get it. Look, I dig the East Coast. I love the East Coast. That's fine. But for those of us who live on the Pacific Coast, you're really kind of confusing us, so we don't want to do the math. Okay, so where was I? Okay, so Representative Todd Akin was supposed to, not supposed to, but everybody expected him to, you know, give up his race. And from what I heard on the latest interview, he's like, I said something that was taken out of context. No, I'm not ending my career over this. So I don't know where this is going. I don't. Like I said, you know, when it comes to abortion, yes, you could be, you could have a political stand, but when it comes to rape, that's just a topic I just don't think many of us should even go to. I'm sorry, especially when it involves the government being involved in something that happens with a rape victim. And, you know, we discuss that, you know, many of us have had family members that have undergone something so horrible, or friends, etc. And it's just a topic you don't go to. So, yeah, he made a fatal error. He made a fatal political error going there and making a comment. And because remember, everything gets taken out of context. Okay, you know, he should know that by now. If he's politically savvy, he should know that anything he says, right, whether he says it to mean it or not, always has a potential to be taken out of context, which is why we have speech writers. I think Mitt Romney is a very intelligent man. I believe he's very eloquent, and I think he could do much of his speaking without a teleprompter. We've seen him. I've been to his rallies and have seen that. However, you could bet your butt that he is coached to not give any sound bites. What was that case where there was a woman who was discussing? No, you know what? No, I'm not going to go into it. I always do that, and then I mix up the city, and I mix up. I won't go there. See, I even know where not to go, right? Okay, because what would Dr. Dahlia's sound bites be? Okay, well, you'll always hear a duh. I don't mean to, but a duh comes out every now and then. Some gas, but you want to know what? I'm ready for that. Okay, I knew that if I was going to go into radio and somebody wanted to quote me, that there would be certain sound bites and certain issues, and so that. That's why, you know, I'm always very careful to not give anybody a soundbite that I wouldn't have a problem defending. So absolutely, if I talk about beans and irritable bowel, yes, there's going to be certain soundbites that'll be captured. I'm ready for that. I know, you know, I'm an experienced radio host. That comes with the territory. So I've been getting emails from you guys saying, I don't understand why the Republicans don't have his back. I don't understand why he got this far in politics. I'm hearing both sides. I get that. Again, politics, remember, there's no logic. I said that yesterday. Don't expect any logic. Don't expect it to be even predictable. It is never predictable, and it is never logical. He made a mistake. The media capitalized it on the right time for them. And no, I think his career is over. I don't think he's going to be able to recover from this. And now you have Mitt Romney saying it's probably a good idea to leave. I mean, you know, remember, it's all about right now the greater good in the party. And this is what we discussed yesterday. A lot of the ideals, some of the Democratic ideals or the Republican ideals, right, are going to probably go to the wayside, because the more moderate, whatever they could get, mainstream to go for, and whatever they could win the independence over, for, is what's going to come to play. Now, of course, just be careful, because what is the media doing? They're having us all concentrate on the wrong stories. There's a lot of other stories out there. I didn't hear much about national security or foreign policy today, because it was all about Akin and his rape comments. Yes, he said some stupid things. and we need to move on. But, you know, he doesn't want to end his career, so he wants to still run. So it's going to be a little bit of drama. The media is going to lap this up. They're going to be pretty excited. We were talking about free speech. Many of you have weighed in on what happened with the veteran, where we have a veteran that was taken into custody because he had posted on Facebook discussions about a revolution, and he wants to sever heads. And I can't tell if he was speaking figuratively or literally, and the police couldn't tell, so they took him into custody. And his attorney, of course, says, you're violating, you're trampling on his freedom of speech rights. Some of us are thinking, well, what is he doing bringing up violence, and was he really planning to sever heads? I mean, we just had somebody that decided to shoot up a cinema. You know, I mean, do we have to take these seriously, or was it figuratively? And everybody now is, you know, all trigger happy, and you know, whatever you post on Facebook, no, there's no privacy, and yeah, they're going to detain you. So some of you waited, and I just want to play at least one of your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello, Dr. Dahlia. My name is Ken from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I was calling to comment on the Marine who was institutionalized or evaluated for his comments on Facebook. Redefining our First Amendment right, I don't believe, is what we need to do. We need to realize that they've already been defined for us, and people have the right to make comments. You know, it is protected under our First Amendment right. But what they're going to do now is now this man has been mentally evaluated. Is he's going to lose his right to own a firearm. He'll be placed on a list by the FBI, and if he goes to buy a firearm, say from Walmart or from a gun shop, he'll be denied. And because we live in a government now, or under a government that is so increasingly tyrannical, that you'll see this happening, and it's happened to other people, but I just wanted to make my comment on that, and I listen to you every day, and you're doing a good job.
Oh, see? You see, he listens to me every day. Did you guys get that? See, he's a very smart man, very smart man. Okay, here's the thing, though. I mean, that's scary. Okay, if he was just making some random rant comments, nonviolent in nature, they jump on him, institutionalize him. Yeah, I mean, that is, it's frightening, and I they're overreacting. Where the big question is, and where the big controversy is this, of lies, is if you post comments regarding you severing heads, or you shooting people, or you killing somebody. Oh, he makes me so mad, I'm going to kill him. All right. Does that allow our police force? Because, you know, who's really in the middle of this? The police right now. They don't know what to do. All right. The police are the one that detained him because they're like, he talked about he wants to sever heads and a revolution. You know, when I brought up redefining freedom of speech, I mean, I don't know if this is something that has to be actually suggested, but I mean, maybe if you're going to post something on Facebook, don't post how you want to kill or sever or dismember, because it's not going to be taken lightly. All right, we are a little bit paranoid right now, and so you know, I'd love to know what exactly, because again, was that taken out of context? I'm going to be severing heads. Okay, well, you know, people always say the phrase, oh, heads are going to roll. If I come to the office, am I staffed in to take out the garbage? Heads are going to roll. Okay, people say that all the time. It's a stupid thing to say. People say that all the time, and nobody takes that, heads are going to roll, as a violent statement. But you have a veteran say, you know, I'm getting ready to sever heads, or I forgot the direct quote. Some people are going to take it seriously. So it's like I said, it's not an easy topic. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. The affordable part. You can start with 60-second ads on GCN for as low as $15. Yes, $15. That would make GCN the most affordable national advertising, period. And that brings us to The Reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Millions of potential customers for only $15 per ad. And customer service that can't be beat. Check out our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget later when you are on Facebook, posting whatever you think is protected by the First Amendment. Don't forget to find the Dr. Dahlia Show and connect to me. All right? And we will freedom of speech our tushies off. Just please, no violent stuff, because obviously we're being watched by the government. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. Find me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, so you guys heard about this. Some of my listeners asked me to bring this up, the Alabama immigration law. Alabama, I believe, had an immigration law that ordered public schools to check the citizenship status of new students. Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, but, you know, when I had to enroll my kids into school, I had to show them their birth certificate. I always thought you had to be a citizen to go to public school. in America, you know, because of taxpaying dollars. Well, apparently the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Alabama schools provision wrongly singles out children who are in the country illegally. Now, judges said fear of the law significantly deters undocumented children from enrolling in and attending school. Last fall, educators in Alabama reported countless number of students withdrawing from schools as a result of the law. That's very interesting. Both private groups and the Obama administration filed lawsuits to block Alabama's law. Okay, so, and you know, please educate me. All right, this is being reported from Fox News Latino. Okay, please educate me. So, all this time, you've been allowed to go to school in public schools if you were not a citizen and not pay taxes. And then Alabama had to make a law saying, I guess even though you're technically here illegally, we have to again make a law, which could be redundant, saying, no, you can't use our public school system. Now, okay, look, I love kids, and I understand it's not the kids' fault. I get that. It's not the kids' fault. But what does this now tell, you know, countries surrounding us that, all right, you get free school? The U.S. court system will block states from not allowing you to use our public school system that's paid for by U.S. citizens if you come here illegally. If you come here illegally, we will allow you to use our school system. I mean, why not just open up all the doors, get rid of all the border patrol? I mean, when you're telling people, look, we're going to give you you a million jobs. Okay, we have a million jobs available for undocumented children of illegal immigrants who are under 30. You could have a job, and you could have free school. Okay, who is paying for the public school again? Like I said, I love children. I want them to get education. I want them to get a chance. But don't we have an immigration pathway? Don't we have a pathway where people can do it right? So I guess I'm a little confused. And educate me. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I always thought that you couldn't go to public school in America unless your parents showed your birth certificate. And I always remember, because remember, I went to 12 schools. So my mom was always, I mean, luckily she was more organized than I am, but I always remember going, I got to find the birth certificates. I just always knew I couldn't go to school if my mom couldn't find my birth certificate. I was born in Los Angeles, and I'm like, well, why don't we go take a trip to Los Angeles, go to the hospital, mom, you know, and get a copy of the, remember that microfiche? Let's get a microfiche of my birth certificate, mom. I'll keep it in my purse. Because I loved school. Now, here's you know, my sister, my brother, you know, going, oh, let's hide the birth certificate so we don't have to go to school. But I remember my mom 12 different times, because I went to 12 schools, panicking that she needed to have my birth certificate and my brother's birth certificate and my sister's birth certificate, we're all born in America, to get us into school. Now, if something changed from the 1970s and 1980s to now, again, I welcome, did something happen where they said, no birth certificates? But then if that's the case, why did I have to fumble around my house finding my kids' birth certificates to enroll them into school? Now, luckily, they've, you know, only been to one major school. So they have the birth certificate on file. But I had to bring in the birth certificate. In fact, I think for them to be on one of their sports teams, we had to bring in a birth certificate. If something did change, I want to apologize, because I just always thought you had to supply a birth certificate. But I guess public schools do allow children of illegal immigrants. And when Alabama, and I don't know why, maybe because they're, you know, having budget issues, or, you know, they aren't bringing in enough tax dollars from taxpaying citizens to cover what they need to in terms of school and law enforcement, etc. When it looks like Alabama tried to say, look, I, you know, if you're going to use our public school system, we need, you know, your papers. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals said no. Alabama schools are wrongly singling out children who are in the country illegally. As opposed to singling out kids that are in the country legally, I don't understand that. So, I guess when it sounds like all kids, you know, it sounds like Alabama wanted all children, right, that was enrolling to the school to show the birth certificate, like my mom had to, like I had to for my kids. And I guess when Alabama made a law, say, no, you have to show your status or we can't let you in, a bunch of students fled the school system. And the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals got involved saying, no, you can't do that. Which means, I guess, now we have just told everybody, especially since the whole world listens to the Dr. Dahlia show, and I apologize about, you know, making the statement, but I guess it appears that you do not have to go through the proper immigration pathway to get your schools free, get your kids free education in this beautiful country of ours. I think that's a phenomenal gift. I hope people thank us. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Yes, Dr. Dahlia, you're talking about these kids got to basically get amnesty for breaking our laws. Bottom line is we are a nation of laws, and when you do not follow all the laws for all the people, it won't be long, and you will be a third world country when you're pandering to a certain minority and leaving other people out that has to follow the laws. So, like I said, when you're no longer enforcing the laws for everybody, you're going to be a third world country before too long.
What I've said before is, you know, either you're an illegal immigrant or you're a legal immigrant. And if our current administration has this don't ask, don't tell policy now that they're bringing back in terms of, you know, illegal immigrants and illegal citizens here, then why do we even have that demarcation? Why do we even have that delineation? I guess it doesn't matter. If a student is here illegally, if a child is here illegally, then I guess take that illegal word out of it, because obviously we're allowing them to be in school. If we're either poop or get off the pot. All right. But the other thing, too, you had mentioned, you know, would we turn to a third world country? We're not healthy right now. If we were healthy, I think a lot of us would be a lot more relaxed on what we're giving out in terms of freebies. But we're not healthy right now. We have cities filing for bankruptcy. We have states that can't fix their budget balance their budget. Thank you. Okay. They can't balance their budget. If we aren't healthy, how could we fix other countries? How could we help other people? And there's a chance that we could really become more and more ill financially if we don't get our acts together. I understand these people are future voters for the Democratic powers that be. I get that. But we're not going to have a country to vote if we don't figure out how to heal ourselves first. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZArmor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZArmor costs, and I installed EZArmor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to check out my website at drdahlia.com. We are starting to book for the Dr. Dahlia Cruise. It is going to be absolutely exquisite, but these rooms book pretty quickly. So please check it out. Sign up and email our travel agent. Big thanks to Scott, who's working the dial. Pam from Phoenix writes, Doctor, I was not allowed to enroll my children in school until I provided proof of citizenship and vaccines. Why can't I get special treatment, too? Scott just also brought that up about vaccines. Scott, you can't enroll your kids in school. Good point. Scott had brought up a good topic in terms of you can't enroll your kids without showing proof of vaccines. If you don't believe in vaccines, if you're worried about about side effects, etc. You have to bring in documentation to attest that fact and hopefully get out of the what's the word I'm looking for? Why am I having such trouble finding my words? Because I have a headache. Good point. You see? Hey, I could come up with excuses. I have a headache. All right, I'm behind the mic. I have a headache. I'm having trouble finding words. Okay, yes, it is a brain fart. Exactly. I'm having brain farts. The requirement to show proof of vaccination. So then, if you're illegal and you don't have to show proof of citizenship, does that mean you don't have to show proof of vaccines? And then if that's the case, like Pam is writing here, why can't she get special treatment? So if you're a U.S. citizen, you need to follow the laws. If you're an illegal immigrant, you don't. You get waivers. You get an opt-out. You get a get-out-of-jail-free card. You know, it's frustrating. We're going to pretty soon start seeing the debates. I love watching the debates. I love it. And I am so excited because my show is going to be moving. You all may still be listening to the show when you listen to the show, but I'm going to be broadcasting live from my network in mornings now, which would be great because I'll be able to see the debates at night. Then I'll be able to, work with them, etc. And hopefully many of my affiliates will start picking the show up in the morning and mid-afternoon, depending on where you live, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. So I'm really excited about that move that's going to happen September 10th. So we'll tell you more about that. But, you know, with the debates, they're going to bring up, of course, they're going to bring up the abortion issue because they know that's a hot topic and it'll make the Republicans, you know, look like they have to be on the defensive. And then, of course, they're going to be bringing up immigration. But one thing I had heard during the primary debates that made a lot of sense was when Mitt Romney said, I'm not against immigrants coming here, but they need to go to the back of the line if we find out they're illegal and go through the process correctly. Scott and I were talking on break, you know, what do you do with these kids whose parents made a choice to bring them here illegally and don't want to deal with the consequences? And, you know, the kids are now at a crossroads, do I get to stay in school or do I not? Now, it looks like, you know, the U.S. will protect you. If you're illegal, no problem. You get free schooling. We'll make the U.S. citizens pay for it. Well, only 50% of our country pays taxes. The other 50% doesn't. And that's legal U.S. citizens. Okay, so we're not even, you could probably then calculate that maybe 25% of all the people living here in America are actually paying taxes for the whole country. But that's for another story, neither here nor there. So what do you do with these kids if they are in a school district where, no, you can't go to school on our taxpaying dollar if you're here illegally? Okay, do we put the kids in a separate school while the parents have to go through the immigration process correctly? Well, that was something that we originally discussed. All right, and that was something that was debated. They go, well, you know, if you find out somebody's an illegal immigrant and not here legally, then, you know, stop them in their tracks and say, you go to this office and, you know, start the paperwork. But what Mitt Romney had said, which made a lot of sense, is, wait a second. So if you sneak through, get in through the back door, you're here legally, we catch you, you get to cut in line of the immigration process. No. Go to the back of the line and do what all the people going down the pathway correctly are doing. All right? You know, why do they get to take cuts in the immigration pathway line? Because they were able to sneak over the border. I agree with Mitt Romney on that. And I think many of us on both sides of the spectrum would agree with that. Okay? If you're trying to have an immigration policy and people sneak through and do it illegally, but you have people in this line not taking cuts and doing what they're supposed to in that line trying to get through, is it really fair for someone that snuck through to go and take cuts? You know, one thing that's probably one of my most frustrating things is this happens to me in California. When I used to live in California, when I drive in California, you're trying to get onto the freeway on an on-ramp. And the on-ramp has two lanes, and then it merges into one. You're in the lane that you should be. For most of us, it's the left lane. And you're in the left lane, and the left lane goes straight, right, into the one lane. Yet people will sneak by the right, go all the way up to where the fork starts to unite, and take cuts in line. And you're sitting there in that line, not moving, as people are taking cuts in the right lane, sneaking up all the way in front of you because people are zippering in. Because that's what you do when you go from two lanes to one, you zipper in. Now, I get so gosh darn mad sitting there that what I do is I put my car smack in the middle of both lanes so I could stop that from happening. And people honk at me and they get mad, but it's ridiculous because you'll never move. If you're in LA traffic and you're in that left lane, merging with another lane into that, the people on the right, they're going to do it. And unless you jump in and cheat also, you're not going to move anywhere. And I wonder if that's exactly what's going on. Maybe the regular pathway isn't moving anywhere. And people are figuring out, wait a second, I could sneak through the right lane, get in, and then I could just later take cuts. And I don't think that's the way the system should be. I think it's also costing us a heck of a lot more dollars. All right? I'd rather have a decent system, right? And I'd rather the government concentrate on that and perfect that system so we don't have all this haphazard, half-assed immigration, illegal immigration, with no rhyme or reason of what's being done, and we have people taking jobs away from U.S. citizens and taking seats and classrooms away from U.S. citizens. As well as seats in the emergency room. Let's come up with that perfected. I mean, we're smart people. We're Americans. We can do this. We can come up with an immigration system. We can. We can do this. And I agree with Mitt Romney. If somebody got caught cheating, all right, rather than deport them for the rest of their lives and not allow them in, we will give them that second chance as long as they don't perform a crime, can I add? But you need to go to the back of the line and do it right. Why not? I mean, now I understand. I understand. I can't believe how naive I was. Why illegal immigration is so rampant. Your kids get to go to school for free here. You don't pay taxes. And don't bring up gas station, you're paying sales tax. Don't bring that up. We're talking about the taxes that pay for public schools. No wonder. No wonder. I would too. If I felt persecuted in a country and felt my life was in jeopardy and felt my kids wouldn't have a chance, I'd want to sneak over the border and give them free education. Absolutely. Why not? So I don't know. It's not the kids' fault, but we have to deter more of this activity. And for the circuit court to say, you know what? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Your kids will get a free education here. We'll make the U.S. citizens pay for it. I think it's just a little too much to swallow right now, especially when 90-some percent of my teacher patients are really frustrated with how underpaid they are and overworked. Right? Nobody wants to pass any legislation in any of the states that raises taxes to help pay for the school budget. The school budget education always gets cut. Well, education is getting cut, yet we have just announced to the world that we have no problem allowing children of illegal immigrants to get free education. Well, then how are we going to pay for that? I'd like to know. All right, don't go away. We've got another hour coming up. A lot of medical stories we're going to get to, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.